Today is Chamisha Asabav. Everybody knows the Mishnah says in Masechtas Tainis, Davchav Vav Amid Beis, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Ayhoyu Yomim Toivim LiYisrael, Ki Chamisha Asabav, Uki Yom HaKippur. Shebohen, it was on those days, B'nai Siru Shalayim Yoytzois B'klei Lovim Ch'ulam, Shaloi Levayesh Es Mi She'en Lai, B'nai Siru Shalayim Yoytzois V'chayleis B'kromim, U'mahayu Oymrois, Bachar Son Na Einecho Re'e Ma'a Tabayru Lecha, Al Titein Einecho B'noi, Tein Einecho B'mishpacha, Shekra Achim V'hevel HaYoyfi, etc., etc. The Gemara brings a braisa that expounds on this, but Chamisha Asabaav, once upon a time, was a yontif. And it wasn't just a yontif. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Lo yhoyu yomim toivim liYisrael, ki chamisha asabaav, and also ki yom kippurim. But by the way, notice, it's chamisha asabaav first, and it's yom kippurim second. So as much as today, chamisha asabaav is a day you don't say tachnen, once upon a time, chamisha asabaav was a yontif, and not just a yontif, Lo yhoyu yomim toivim liYisrael. Now what was the avoida of chamisha asabaav? It's very sasam. We know very little about this yontif. But the Mishnah was megala a little bit to us. Shabahem b'noyis Yerushalayim yoytzois b'klei lovan sh'ulin. And it was a day that the b'noyis Yerushalayim tried finding a shidduch hagun for themselves. Now the question is, why was Chamisha Asabaav a day that was designated for shidduchim? And it wasn't just Chamisha Asabaav. It was Yom Kippur as well. So the 2 days of the year that disproportionately the focus, the avoda, was Shidduchim, were Chamisha Asabaav and Yom HaKippurim. It's definitely something that requires a little bit of beer. But the emes is, I think, nothing too mechodeshtek. The answer really lies in the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah fears us as follows. The Mishnah says, V'chein hu oimer, Tze'enu ure'ena b'nois tzion, b'melech shloima, b'atorish itrloi imoi, b'yoim chasu nosoi, u'b'yoim simchas liboi. B'yoim chasu nosoi, ze matin teira, u'b'yoim simchas liboi, ze binyin beis hamikdosh, she'yibone b'mheira b'yameinu. What does the Mishnah mean? V'chein hu oimer, tze'enu ure'ena b'nois tzion. That pasuk is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perek Gimel, pasuk at Aleph. If you look at the Rishonim, and the Meforshe Hashir Hashirim, Kemuvin, this pasuk is talking about Dvarim Niskafim, right? Shir Hashirim is a mashal. And the Nimshal of Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kadoshim, like Rabbi Akiva said. And the Melech Shloima in this pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misha HaShalom Shaloi. And it's referring to the relationship that Klai Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, things that are Kodesh Kadoshim. Stating that, at the end of the day, the pasuk says, Tze'enu Ure'enu B'nois Tziyoy, B'melech shloima, b'atorish itra le'imoy, b'yoyim chasu nasa, b'yoyim simchas liboy. That on these days, the pasuk says, tzenu re'enu b'noy sin. And what were the days? It was yoyim chasu nasa, ze matan teira, and yoyim simchas liboy, ze binyan beis hamikdash. So, you see there were days that there was a tzenu re'enu b'noy sin, and that's what the Mishnah is telling tzu, that there's like a remez in a pasuk somewhere of an idea. Shebehem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzeis b'klei lovan senu re'enu b'nois tzion. That's the shebehem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzeis. Again, it's very not clear what the Mishnah is saying. Pshutei shal mikra of the Mishnah is very, very awesome. But as a remez to this inyan, this yontif, the avoida of shebehem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzeis b'klei lovan, the Mishnah is mitzayin a pasuk of senu re'enu b'nois tzion. But I think the pshat is as follows. And really, it comes from the G'dayli G'dayli Achreinu. So, Birchas Eresen, that is made under the Chuppah, begins, Asheke Dishonu B'mitzvayse V'tzivonu Ala Aroyos, V'asa Lanu Eso Arusois, V'hita Lanu Eso Anasuois, Ayidei Chuppah V'kedushin, and it concludes, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Amu Yisrael, Ayidei Chuppah V'kedushin. The Marsha in Chedushi Agodis, Ksubis Tavzayin Amadeis and the Sugya Birchas Chasanim. So he mutches, what's pshat that the Chasimus HaBrocha of Birchas Eresin is Mekadesh Amu Yisrael al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin? Obviously, when you do Chuppah V'Kedushin, you get Kedusha. Every mitzvah that you do, it's Asher Kedishanu. But for some reason, in the Nusach of the Chasim of the Bracha, it's Mekadesh Amu Yisrael al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. And the Marsha is very bothered by it. And the Marsha says two pshatim. Le'in Yonenu, the second pshat. Inami. Shin Yesh Lefarish, says the Marsha, The Messiah in Bahachi, the reason the end of the pasuk of Birchas Erisin is Mekadesh Am Yisrael Aydei Chupa B'Kedushin, it's Api Masha Mavur B'Kama Duchten. That Dimyo in Yisrael Legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Isha L'Bailo. That the relationship that Klai Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the relationship between a woman and her husband. V'zeu She'anu Oimrim Dehu Mekadesh Loi Gam Kein Am Yisrael B'Dugma Zu. So when you're standing under a chuppah, and there's chuppah and there's kedushin, so you know what we say? We mention that there's an inyan of Mekadesh Am Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. That just like this chassin and kala are getting married now Ayidei Chuppah V'Kedushin, you should know this is dugma to another chuppah V'Kedushin, which is a chuppah v'kedushin that's negated the entire nation, Knesset Yisrael, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Marsha, now where do you find this inyan that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of chuppah v'kedushin? Says the Marsha, I'll tell you where you find it. You find it by kedushin shina sina satayra. And you find chuppah, because what's chuppah? Yichud, and who yichud shchinasay b'mikdash imanu, and that's the yichud that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we were in the mikdash. So the Marsha says, you want to know where's the Mekadosh Am Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah V'Kedushin? The Kedushin was Matan Torah, and the Nesuin was the Mishkan. U'kemoyshe darshu, he fears ois, b'yoyim chasunas is a Matan Torah, ובייום שמחה סליבוי זה יום שנסחנס יום שנסחנס המשקה. So the יום חסונוסוי of Matan Torah was the day of the Erisin. It was the Kedushin between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yoyim Simchas Liboy, which is the Yoyim Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's referring to the Yoyim Sheneschanach HaMishkan. That was the day that we achieved Nisuin together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Marsha says that the reason we're Messiah Berchas Erisin, Mekadesh Am Yisrael, Al Yedei Chuppah V'Kedushin, it's not that Hashem was Mekadesh us to do the mitzvah of Chuppah V'Kedushin. That's what the Marsha says in the first pshat. In the second pshat, the Marsha says, it's Mekadesh Am Yisrael Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. It's that we have a Chuppah V'Kedushin relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When was the Chuppah? When was the Kedushin? The Kedushin was B'Shas Matan Torah, Al Tikrim Moirosha Elo Mi'urasa, and the Simchas Liboy is the Yichud, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachid Shechinoso Itonu, Shechina B'Tachtoinim. And when did that happen? That happened B'Yom Sheneschanach HaMishkan. And he says, you want the Makar? The Makar is this Gemara. It's the Mishnah in the end of time. It's Chavav on the days. So Enu Rena Ben Isiyim the Melech Shloim the Batar Shetul. Yom Chasunasa Yom Simchas Liboy. Biyom Chasunasa is a Matan Torah. Ubiyom Simchas Liboy is a Binyan Beis Hamikdash. What's the Oymik? Biyom Chasunasa is a Matan Torah. That's the day we had Erisin with the Melech Shloim of Mishah Shalom Shaloi. Ubiyom Simchas Liboy is a Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That's the day that we had the Nesuin. The emes is, this is also mefurish in the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar is in Parshas Bamidbar. The Klei Yakar says a davar nifla. He says that there are two places in the Torah where you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used a lashon of kala in reference to his relationship with Klai Yisrael. The first time is in Parshas Kisisa, when the Torah was given, when the luchas were given. It says, Vayitein al Moshe, Hashem gave the luchas to Moshe kechaloisoi. Rashi brings a chumash. It says, "Kalois chaser shenimsra hatoyra kekalo mikushetes beesrim varbas svarim." The second time is in Parshas Nasai. It's b'yoyim Chanukas Hamishkan. The pasuk says, "Vayi b'yoyim kalois Moshe lahakim." And Rashi there says again, "Shebiyoyim shokam Hamishkan nimsru Yisrael haKadosh Baruch Hu kekalo lachasan." Says the Klei Yakar, two places where we find this lashon of kala. And Chazal already with Megalatos that it's Miloshin Chosin Vekala. What are the two times? One is Matan Torah, and the other one is Yom Chanukas HaMishkan. Says the Klei Yakar exactly what the Marsha says. He says, because we know that Ishus takes place in two phases. The first phase is Erisin, it's Kedushin. The second phase is Nesuin. Klal Yisrael has an Ishus relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that Klal Yisrael has an Ishus relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it too had to have happened in two phases. There was an Erisin, there was an Nesuin. The Erisin was B'Shas Matan Torah. Thus, B'Shas Matan Torah, when Hashem gives the Luchas to Moshe, Vayitein El Moshe Kechaloisa Miloshim Kala, and the Nesuin was B'Yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan. And it's for that reason, Vayi B'Yoyim Kalois Moshe L'Hakim. Again, you find this notion of Kala. At the end of the shtickle, says the Klei Yakar, V'Darshu, you find the Chazal already Darshin. B'Yoyim Chasunosai. Where is this Drasha? Tainus Chavava Mebeis. What's the pasuk? Tzenu Rena Benoitz Rishalayim. Biyom Chasuna says Umatan Teiru. Ubiyom Simchasli Beizeb Binibes Amikdash. Ki Beshneiz Manim Elu Nishlam Aziva. Because during these two times, the Ziva was Nishlam. The first shlav of it was Biyom Chasuna Says Umatan Teiru. And the second shlav of it was Biyom Simchasli Bei. It was the Zman of Binibes Amikdash. But Al Kaponim, this end of the Mishnah, Tzenu Rena Benoitz Rishalayim. B'yoyim chasu nasei zu matan teire, u b'yoyim sim chasli boi zu binyin beis amikdash, al pi the teire of the marsha, and chedushi agadis, ksuba zayinim adeis, and the teire of the klei yakar, in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, and the truth is, if you look at the goyin on this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it's mashma that way from the goyin as well, the oimik hadvarim is, yoyim chasu nasei, yoyim sim chasli boi, is the chasana of Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoyim chasu nasei is pretty mafurish, but yoyim sim chasli boi also. What's these two shlavim? Yoyim Chasunasai is the Erisin, and the Yoyim Simchas Liboy is the Nesor. Let's try to understand this a little bit deeper. And again, this is just Oymek, deep, but Pshutei Shalmikr, because it's Pashat, that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says that there were 2 days that the Bnois Yerushalayim would go out, Beklei Lavan, and the Avoidah was to do Shadochem. And the Mishnah says, "V'chein hu oimer." You find really this Indian in a pasuk. Tne'enu re'enu b'nois tzion b'melech shloima. Now that pasuk is not talking literally about the b'nois tzion going out. It's talking about a zivug, like we just said, between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, there's a remez l'davar. You find this Indian of tne'enu re'enu b'nois tzion, and that's what we're shtelling to the Mishnah. But just to understand the Mishnah a drop better, the Mishnah says that tzenu rena benoitz tzion b'melech shloima b'atorish itrulay imay b'yom chasu nasa u'b'yom simchas libay b'yom chasu nasa is a matan teira u'b'yom simchas libay is nebinyim beis samikdash sheyibonah b'mheira b'yameinu. Rashi says here in Tainus, b'yom chasu nasa is a matan teira. What day was that? Zeyom HaKippurim shenitnu boi luchas achroines. It's referring to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that Klal Yisrael got the luchas achroines, and as a result, it's referred to as Yom Matan Torah, meaning Matan Torah is not Yom Kippur, Matan Torah is Shavuos. So why would Yom HaKippurim be Matan Torah? Because although that's not the day we got the Torah, and it wasn't the day of Luchas Rishonis, that was Shavuos Batamis, but it was Luchas Shnius. And because it was Luchas Shnius, it's for that reason we refer to Yom Chasunasai as being Matan Torah. Now Rashi doesn't explain the Yom Simchas Liboy Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What day was that? What was the day of Yom Simchas Liboy Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash? If you look at the Rab Bar Tanura says that was also Yom Kippur. That day was also Yom Kippur. And how does Yom Kippur become the Yom Simchas Liboy of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? He says because the chinuch of the first Beis HaMikdash happened on Yom Kippur. What's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is that we know when the first Beis HaMikdash was completed by Shlomo HaMelech, so he made a Chanukas HaMikdash and he did it for 7 days. And those 7 days were the 7 days immediately prior to Sukkot. In fact, the Gemara says that why didn't Shlomo HaMelech wait a week and just do it all on Sukkot? Knock off 2 birds with 1 stone. Says the Gemara, because you're not allowed to knock off 2 birds with 1 stone. Ein ma'ariv simcha v'simcha, and it's for that reason he wasn't able to do it. So what's the Yom Simchas Liboy? The Yom Simchas Liboy is Yom Kippur. In other words, the way the Rav Bar Tanur is learning the pasuk of Tzenu Re'ena, b'yom chasu nasa b'yom simchas liboy, b'yom chasu nasa is that Matan Torah is referring to Yom Kippur. U'b'yom simchas liboy is that Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is also Yom Kippur, which is a neifach in understanding the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is saying that on Yom Kippur and Chamish Asabav, the B'nai Yerushalayim were Yoytzos. There's a pasuk to support this. Again, it's not the literal meaning of the pasuk, but there's like a remez to the pasuk, but the remez just got a little bit better. Tzenu re'enu b'nois tzion when b'yom chasunasu b'yom simchas liboy b'yom chasunasu z'man toyer yom kippur b'yom simchas liboy z'ben yom beis hamikdash yom kippur. So you find not only the inyan of tzenu re'enu b'nois tzion and not only related to marriage, but on yom kippur mamish. So the remez just got a little bit better. But if you take a look at the marsha brings the Rav Bar Tanura, and he says, I mamish don't understand the Rav Bar Tanura. The Rav is saying that Yom Kippur is the day of Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMikdash. He says, I don't even know what he means. Now, if you look at the Mefarshei HaMarsha, everyone asks on the Marsha, you're not sure what the Rav means. He means, my Kandav Kesam and Aleph. He means Malach and Aleph. He means that was the day of the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. So, Mestama, what the Marsha means is that, okay, that was 7 days. And why would that be like the it day? From all the days you can pick, Yom Kippur is Yom Simchas Liboy. You want to tell me it's Yom Chasunas? Hey, here is Luchas Shnius. That's the Luchas we ended up with, right? Luchas Rishonis we didn't have for very long. But Yom Simchas Libo is a binyan Beis Hamikdash Yom Kippur because punkt one of the 7 days of the chinuch of the first Beis it's very, very sus, and Marsha couldn't understand it. Says the Marsha, Avo Yoyse Nir Lefio Indian. You know what I think Pshat really is? I think that Yom Chasunosa is like Rashi said, is Yom Kippur. Ubi Yom Simchas Libo is a binyan Beis Hamikdash is not referring to Yom Kippur. It's referring to Chamisha Asa Ba'av. And the Marsha says the Mishnah seems to be saying that because we're bringing this pasuk as a remez for the Bnei Yerushalayim being yoytzmis on 2 days, not on 1 day, on Yom Kippur and on Chamisha Asabav. So that's b'yom chasunasa, u'b'yom simchas liba, and b'yom simchas Yom Kippur, u'b'yom simchas liba is Chamisha Asabav. Now, what does Chamisha Asabav have to do with binyan Beis Hamikdash? So the Marsha says very cryptically. He says because all the reasons that we celebrate the yontif of Chamisha Asabav are related to the Beis HaMikdash. And because they're related to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's for that reason that Chamisha Asabav goes down as the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you look at the Mefarshei HaMarsha, those same Mefarshei HaMarsha, they don't understand this part of the Marsha either. This is actually a pretty Shvera Marsha. It's in Chedush HaGadlus. Usually the Marshas are Shver because you have to understand what he's saying. This is a little Sisrei Torah thing. Chamisha Asabav was related to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What's pshat in Chamisha Asabav? So if you go through the Gemara in the end of Tainus, and it's the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chafal, from Perek Yesh Noichlin, we talked about it a little bit a few dafin ago. So the Gemara over there brings a whole bunch of reasons. That was the day that the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. It's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Hutru Shvatim Lovei Zeh B'Zeh. That has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. After Pelegish Begiva, Shevet Binyamin wasn't allowed to enter the Kahal. Hutru Shevet Binyamin Lovei B'Kal. Nikburu haruge beitar, you can kvetch that, but l'chur that also has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Hoysheya bitel hashoimrim shol yirava menavot, that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And Yom Taver Magal, it was the last day that they had a cut to Atzei HaMarocha. That also has, but the Marsha says that Chamisha Asabav is somehow related to the Beis HaMikdash. That's l'chur is something very, very sus. Abaham Mia, the Marsha saying that in the Oimek Pshutei Shal Mikra of the Mishnah. What the Pasuk is saying is, that on Chamisha Asabav and on Yom Kippur, the Bnei Sion used to go out and they used to look for Shaduchim. The Chen Huaymer, you find a remez to this in a Pasuk. What do you find? You find ten Urena Bnei Yerushalayim. And they went out B'yom Chasunasa B'yom Simchas Libay. B'yom Chasunasa is Yom Kippur. U'B'yom Simchas Libay is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is referring to Chamisha Asabav. So these are the 2 days that the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says ten Urena Bnei Yerushalayim. That's the V'cheinu Oimer. We have a remez, Ashtikl Drosha, to go ahead and execute this in a halacha l'maisetig way that the Bnei Sion would go out on those 2 days. But now let's understand it a little bit better. Why would these the 2 days that the Bnei Tzion would go and try to find Shaduchim. The reason these were the days that the Bnei Tzion would try to find Shaduchim, because this is the Yom Chasunasa and the Yom Simchas Libay between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Because these are the days of the Erisin and the Nesuim, like the Marsha says in Chedush HaGadlus Ksubas Dav Zayin, and like the Kliyoker says in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. And being that these are the days that Pepnimius, our zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened, and every year it happens again. So it makes perfect sense that this Oiris in the world of Pnimius of Mekadesh Ami Yisrael Ayidei Chuba V'Kedushin. So that's for sure a Yom Mesugol, and it's for sure an appropriate day to be Oisik and Shaduchim. You're being Oisik and Shaduchim on this day because today is the day of the Shidduch. Today is every single year's anniversary, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today is a day where his vows are being renewed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where his zivug is being strengthened with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it happens on 2 days. One is on Yom Kippur, and the other one is Chamisha Asabav. These are the 2 days that it happens. And as a result, these hazmanim with this hashpois of zivug, this hashpois of gichug, this hashpois of shiduchim, and that's why these were the days they would go out. Meaning that tzenu rena b'nei Yerushalayim, b'yom chasunasa, b'yom simchas libah, is referring to Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here's the point. If Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day is going out like Bnei Yerushalayim, Boi Kalo, and there's going to be a Zivug and there's going to be a Chasana right now, so it makes perfect sense that in the world of Chitzoinis we should be doing the same thing. And that's why the Bnei Tzion used to go out Daika on this day. It's Pashup Shan in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is saying. What the Mishnah is saying is B'yom Chasunim Simchas Libay is the Erisin and the Nesuin of Klal Yisrael. If that's the day of Erisin and the Nesuin and Klal Yisrael, and there was an Inyan of Bnei Yerushalayim going out, so it makes sense that that's what we're going to do. It's without a question, Azman Mesugal, for this Indian. But just to end with one knech, and that is, so Yom Chasunasai is Matan Torah. Okay, Yom Kippur. Yom Simchas Libay is Chamisha Asabal, the way the Marshal learns. Now, the Marshal didn't understand the Rav that says Yom Simchas Libay is Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? Because it's one of the days of the Chanukah Samikdash of Bayis Rishon. So the Marshal says, Yom Sinir, it's Chamisha Asabal, and he says, Lefi Indian, it's Mashmah that way, because the Mishnah said it went 2 days, and you brought a Joshua for 1 day. Sounds like half of it is chaser. Oh, Teretz is. That really is referring to Chamisha Asabah. But even the Marsha is Tzarech Bior. Because why would Chamisha Asabah have been the day that was picked and was chosen for the day of celebrating L'dayris, the Zivug of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? I mean, if you just think about it for a second. What's the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? I mean, there's a lot of days you can think of. You could think of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's Yom HaKama HaMishkan, all the days of the Chanukah HaMishkan, maybe qualified. Well, we know the Mishkan was really finished on Chanukah. There was a second Chanukah during Bayis Sheni that took place during Chanukah. Lasod Lavoi, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Marcheshbin, that's the Heilig Bnei Yisascha. You have the Chanukah HaMikdash of Bayis Rishon, which happened Chodesh Tishrei time. Like, it's a little bit, I mean, there's a lot of options, it sounds like, right? But what's the day? The day is Chamisha Asabah. That's clear. That's what the Mishnah says. The day that's chosen is Chamisha Asabah. Just one hergish. I don't even know if this is true, but just the hergish. And that is, we mentioned the six things that happened on Chamisha Asabah. We know there were five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. That everybody knows. Right? The six things that happened on Tu B'Av is more of a trivia question. The five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, that we learned Cheder. Day camp. What are the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av? So, number one, the Gzeira, that the Yidden wouldn't be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, that everyone was going to die in the Midbar. You had Churban Bayis Rishon, you had Churban Bayis Sheni, there was Churban Beitar and Tunas Rufus HaRashi plowed through the Makom HaMikdash. What were the six things that happened on Chamisha Asa B'Av? So, in no particular order. One of them was Kalu Meisei Midbar. It's interesting. One of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av was that there would be Meisei Midbar. On Chamisha Asa B'Av, it was Kalu Meisei Midbar. Nikberu Haruge Beitar. One of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av was Churban Beitar. And the Romans didn't allow the Yidden to bury them, and now it was Nikberu, the Haruge Beitar. Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira that what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? A real brisker Rambam. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah's esser to make a mikdash, and it has two purposes. One, it should be a mokim, lias makriven by karbonis, you should be able to bring karbonis. And number two, you should have a place to be able to go be oil regal. The tachlis of Beis HaMikdash was twofold. Obviously, Beis HaMikdash shechina, but tachlis, what was the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? Bring karbonis and be oil regal. What happened on Chamisha Asa B'Av? There was a Yid, Yerav Menavot, he didn't let the Yidden be Oyle Regel. And then the King Isaiah came and he removed the Shoyrim, and now all of a sudden the Yidden are able to be Oyle Regel. He's reinstating what the Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is. Be able to bring Karbonis. Karbonis require the Atzei Maracha, right? You need all the Eitz and Yom Tabramago. Now we're ready, we're set for the year. You can go now and we can bring Makriven by Karbonis. Again, it doesn't work 100%, but the Hergish, it jumps off the page. It sounds a little bit like Chamisha Asa B'Av is not just a day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It almost feels like it's a day where we kriech out of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. We kriech out of the Churban of all the things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is a Yoyim Shehuchpulu by Tzaris. You know what Chamisha Asa B'Av is? It's a Yoyim Shehuchpulu by Nechamas. That's what it sounds like. It's Mamish a day of Nechama. And that's what it sounds like. In fact, the Tzaris of Tisha B'Av are almost married, pun intended, to the Nechamas of Chamisha Asa B'Av. On some level, they seem to be talking to each other. It's a coincidence that it was Churban Beitar, it was Nikbar Aruge Beitar. It's a coincidence that there was a gzeira that everyone was going to die in the Midbar, and then all of a sudden it was Kalu Meisei Midbar. It just doesn't feel like a coincidence. It sounds like the two things are somehow lock, stock, and barrel. They're somehow related to each other. You know, the Svar Makdoshim say that on Chamisha Asa B'Av, Klai Yisrael gets up from Shiva. Klai Yisrael gets up from Shiva. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the way Chazal describe it, a person has to feel Kemeisoi Mutal Lefanov. That means the Misa of the Beis HaMikdash happened on Tisha B'Av. And then the Shiva. Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, Miktas Ayon Kekula. Right in the morning, Klal Yisrael gets up from Shiva. Getting up from Shiva means that you could on some level stop mourning the Beis HaMikdash. It means Hamakim Yenachim Eschem. It means that there's Nechama, and the Nechama penetrated. There were 7 days of Shiva, 7 days of Avelos, and Itzta came again, Abyssal Vaiter. Tisha B'Av is the day of all these Churbanos, and on Chamish HaSabav we have a shtickle nechama. And that's why, just like Tisha B'Av was the Yom Shehuchpulu Boi Tzaris, Chamish HaSabav, Chazal, they give this reason, that reason. You know, if you look at the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Alef, he says all the reasons are emes. He says, he picked this reason, he picked that reason. They were all emes. Just like in the Mishnah, the Chamish HaDvarim are all emes. The six things that are mentioned in Bava Basra are all emes. They're all true. It's a day, Shehuchpulu Boi Nechamas. It's a day of Nachamu Nachamu. That's really what this day is. And the Marsha said, this would go down as the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. This is the day. Why this day? Because this is the day where we kriech out of the blotter. This is the day, you know, we mentioned Erev Shabbos, that the Ritva says that if it was Lo'yhom Yomim Toivim Li'Yisrael Ke'chamisha Asabav, so how can we not make a Suda on Chamisha Asabav? So he says, you do. You know when you make the Suda on Shabbos. Shabbos, that's Shabbos Nachamu. That's related to the Haftorah, I thought. Nachamu, Nachamu, Amin. But Chamish Shasabah of really, on a deeper level, that's related to the Nachamu, Nachamu. It's Nachamah Sin. It's not just six random good things that happen. These good things that happen are related to the tzaris that happen on Tisha B'Av. And really, the yisoid of the yontif is nachamu nachamu. Just that expression, lehayu yomim toivim liyisrael. It's like the happiest thing. Now, the Emes says, I'll be this marsha and the kleyoker and all this raid. You understand why it's so? It's the simcha of chasana kala. Right? You ask a person, what was the happiest day of his life? It's his chasana. Oh, shtims lehayu yomim toivim liyisrael. But the simcha is a simcha of kriching out of the Golos. It's a simcha of Yosas Alayach Elikoyach Kimsois Chasam Akalo. It's a simcha of the Asad Lovi that one day it's going to be Kisimchas Chasam Akalo, but also the simcha of getting out of this terrible Avelis. That's the Lehoyu Yomim Toivim Liyisrael. It's an incredible day of simcha. Right? Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, why was it so happy? Yom Slicha Mechila. But Chamish HaSabav is all these reasons? What do these things mean? Because the day they stop needing wood for the Beis HaMikdash, Mazel Tov. I hear? No, it sounds like a reason to party, right? I mean, that's the teretz is you kriching out of Tisha B'Av. Is it a kasha? Why this would be a zman of Yom Tov Liyisrael? And not just that, why is it even in the Mishnah here, Masechtas Tainis? How did kriech into the Mishnah? Right? Pashup Shad is, right? The Mishnah mentioned the five that happened Shavasa B'Tamuz and the five that happened on Tisha B'Av, and then we're Messiah B'Kitoiv. I hear it's a good way to end, right? So you have to say, you're supposed to be Messiah B'Kitoiv. But there's an oimik over here. The oimik is that you have the five things that happen on Tisha B'Av, but the umas that there were the things that happen on Chamish HaSabav. Chamish HaSabav is the day that the Nechama starts settling in. It's the day that Klal Yisrael gets up from sitting Shiva. It's the day that there's Oiris and Hashpois of again coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechupa V'Kedushin. It's a day of us being able to tap into the Nachamu Nachamu Ami, even the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah fears us. The Chenu Oimer, Tzeenu Rene B'Noi Tzioin, B'Melech Shlomo, B'Torch Itru Le'ima, B'Yem Chasunasi, B'Yem Simchas Liboy, B'Yem Chasunasi, Zeh Matan Torah, U'B'Yem Simchas Liboy, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, She'yibane B'mheira V'yameinu, which that could be Zoicha, to the She'yibane Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira V'yameinu, right? This was a yontif about She'yibane Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira V'yameinu. That's the hergish of the yontif. Chanukas HaMishkan that happened all those years ago. No, it's about the nechama of the Beis HaMikdash, She'yibane B'mheira V'yameinu. That day is the day of Chamish HaSabav. Chazal say that I see them all the tzoymois are one day going to be Moyadim and Befrat, Tisha B'Av, which is such a tzoym gadol. Such a tzoyim gadol, it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous yontif. We should be zeicha taka to that day where once again it'll be tzenu rena b'nois Yerushalayim, the binyan beis hamikdash, b'mheira b'yameinu.